This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Hi, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell. Glad you're with us this Saturday morning. And this is Appointed Listening, as you know. And I hope you've told a friend to be with you because we want to expand our audience because a lot of people need what we share with you in New Beginnings. And we start our program with our co-host, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders. If you'd like to reach out to Joe, you can at 763-438-1621. Joe McKenzie, welcome back to New Beginnings.
Good morning, Freddie Bell. Thank you.
Glad you're with us. Let's talk about the five steps to stand out in a job search, going from tactical to thoughtful. First of all, let's talk about the differences between those two concepts as they relate to a job search, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. And we've talked about this in the past, how to stand out in a job search, because we kind of framed it that really, when those final contenders for a job are assembled into those final interviews, there's so little difference between each and everyone. They may have the same education level, experience, accomplishments that are similar. Very, very, very little difference between those final candidates. So we have to figure out ways to stand out. And the way I approach it and the way I coach my contenders is that there's different ways to go about it. Tactical, meaning tactics that's going to allow you to stand out, and thoughtful, ways that you're going to stand out just by doing the little things, Freddie. We both know in some sales backgrounds, it's those little differences that make the difference. And right. I apply that to my contenders that I work with. And really, so I want to dedicate 2 weeks to this. And today we're going to talk about the tactical part of standing out, especially when, Freddie, there's so little difference between those final candidates. We have to use tactics to gain that edge. Otherwise, we may be on the outside looking in.
It almost sounds like hand-to-hand combat, Joe McKenzie.
It's having that contender attitude of, how am I going to best position myself to win this? If this is the job I want, I can't passively wait for the tactics to be used on me. I have to bring the right tactics so I stand out. I've done this all my career in sales as an entrepreneur. How do I stand out? And I use different tactics, from thoughtful to tactical. And that's why I think this is 2 weeks that are going to help people to realize how to stand out in two different ways.
Everyone, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, our co-host on New Beginnings, and we're talking about five steps to stand out in a job search, going from tactical to thoughtful. It's a two-week program, and first of all, we're talking about tactical, as Joe McKenzie has just outlined. So, Joe, what are some of the thoughtful ways that a job seeker can stand out in that job search process?
We're going to cover tactics today. So, in an interview, when you're the final, you want to make sure that you ask good interview questions for the hiring team there that are relevant to what they need to accomplish, not self-serving. That's a tactic. That is something that Lou Adler teaches. I've talked about Lou Adler in his book. That's a tactic that's going to separate you from your competitors. Simply using relevant questions to uncover the real job needs versus using self-serving questions. Often that happens in an interview. That's a tactic that the contenders use. That's what we instruct. We teach. We share this type of information that Lou Adler writes about for our contenders. That's one example. And we talked about maybe going towards the end of the interview process. Not, you don't want to be the first one of five that they're going to hire, because you know what? Eventually the hiring team becomes smarter because of the conversations that they have. That's a tactic. If you're able to leverage going near the end of that interviewing process, if you're given that choice, take it, because they may ask better questions than they did in the first or second person they interviewed. That's an example of a tactic that we teach, but we're sharing today to think about. And that's really coming from a lot of, you know, studies that, you know, when we people start, humans hire humans, Freddie. And yes. Often they become smarter. They ask better questions. They may use information that they interviewed the first two people with to use it on the third and fourth people. Don't you want to be towards the end now?
Right.
That's a tactic.
They're learning as they go through as well. And I guess the candidates better define the right candidate that they're looking for.
That's right. And so the contender mindset is, well, tell me some of the times that you have available to interview. Well, we're going to interview over the next 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Well, you know which date I'm going to take if I'm a contender. What do you got on Thursday?
Right.
Because knowing that the tactic of going towards the end allows that hiring team to ask more relevant questions, more insightful questions because of the information they've gained, that's a tactic. And obviously use the Lou Adler approach of uncovering those real job needs through relevant questions to the team versus strictly staying with self-serving questions that won't allow you to stand out.
Really, really interesting. Everyone, we're talking with Joe McKenzie. We're talking about the steps to stand out in a job search. We're looking at part one and part two. We're talking about the tactical steps that you can take. And I know this question sounds fairly basic, but why should a job seeker be prepared to use tactics to stand out in the hiring process? And I think you kind of outlined that, but let's zero in on that just a little bit, if you don't mind.
Again, I really want to impose on people that really when you get towards the end of the process and they get those final pool of candidates, there's so many talented people here in the Twin Cities with transferable skills, experience, leadership, advanced degrees, certifications. We have to find a way to stand out. We have to find a way to stand out. Our resumes do not speak for ourselves if all the talent pool that's interviewing alongside us have similar resumes ready. And so finding these tactical ways or thoughtful ways to stand out improves the likelihood of you advancing, you know, potentially towards that position.
Well, that's big. Is there another way other than going at the very end that you'd like to share with us today as far as the tactics go?
Well, those are the two that I think are the most actionable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I certainly, there's a lot of different areas that we talk with about our clients, developing your own interview questions. We want our contenders in an interview to start talking about the challenges, those real job needs early. Many candidates will wait to answer questions and wait patiently to the end to ask theirs. Well, if you wait to the end and it's almost a second thought at that point, you've missed out on an entire interview time slot that you could have been talking about the real job needs. And if you're talking about those needs and you're curating some of your most relevant accomplishments, it's possible that you're not even going to be assessed right with your accomplishments because you're not talking about the right stuff. A tactic would be for a contender to say, okay, let's early in the interview, let's start talking about some of the challenges, those needs. And that's the Lou Adler approach that we've adopted here at Ripple Connects.
Well,
but think about it, Freddie. Why wait to ask your best questions for the interview panel at the end?
Get them out early.
You may not have enough time to even them answer yours. Think about it. That's another tactic that, you know, with a little bit extra time here today, we were able to share with their listeners.
Exactly. So that's another reason why we're coming back for part two to talk about the thoughtful part.
That's
so
right.
So what do you plan
that's
to
right.
cover in part two of this series?
Well, I think standing out is in a thoughtful way is going to help you. And I'm going to come at it a little different. It's obviously not tactical, but really some ways that we can stand out within our professional network and really keep that pipeline open for potential opportunities long-term, looking farther downstream than just this job search right now.
Interesting. That's Joe McKenzie. You can tell he's a career guru. We're talking about the steps to stand out in a job search from tactical to thoughtful. We covered tactical today. Join us next week when we talk about the thoughtful approach to standing out in that job search. Joe, you do some great work at Ripple Connect, sir.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com. Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan, administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
At Vision Loss Resources, we understand. We know that vision loss leads to struggles with daily tasks and feelings of isolation that can be overwhelming. Through our expertise, range of resources, and supportive community, you or someone you care for can learn to adapt, connect, and thrive. We're Vision Loss Resources. Our number is 612-871-2222. Online, visionlossresources.org.
Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwell with Bricks Real Estate and host of the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on this station here with your Market Minute. 3.93 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the median sale price range here in the Twin Cities. This is seasonally appropriate and is a key early indicator of demand in the marketplace. The median sale price is up 5.9% and currently sits at $283,000. The 30-year conventional interest rate is at about 3.6%, which is a new 3-year low. The conclusion for sellers, showing activity is down, but the fall market is just around the corner. So if you're not on the market yet, you may want to consider holding tight for a couple more weeks. The conclusion for buyers, rates are down once again, and statistically based on showing activity, we are in a buyer's market. This may hold true for the next few weeks as summer wraps up, so take advantage of this opportunity as soon as possible. Are you thinking about making a move? Check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Registered representatives of Strategic Visionaries are registered with and offer securities through Securities America, Inc., member SIPC.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
And with me now is the founder of Strategic Visionaries. It is Whitney Emanuel. You can reach her at 612-296-6939 or online at strategic-visionaries.com. Welcome back to the program, Whitney.
Thanks, Freddie.
Last week when we were together, we talked about IRAs and the traditional versus Roth IRAs. Just as a recap, can you let our listeners know the difference between the two and briefly what an advantage to one or the other might be?
Yeah, sure. So there are really three ways to look at how your investments and assets are taxed. But the traditional and the Roth IRA are going to be your pre-tax money versus your after-tax money, or really your the Roth IRA is after-tax, but it's also known as a tax-preferred bucket. So your IRA is pre-tax, meaning when you put money into it, it reduces your taxable income today, but in the future, it's 100% income taxable in retirement. Whereas the Roth IRA, you contribute money to that and no write-off, no reducing your taxable income today, but when you withdraw money from it in retirement, it's 100% income tax-free.
All right. And if you'd like more information about that, you can always ask us. And that sets us up for our discussion today, because there are a lot of places, as you've indicated, that you can save money and invest. But can you tell us about the tax treatment of these various different vehicles that are available to us right now?
Right, absolutely. So as we had mentioned, there's the traditional IRA, which falls into the pre-tax bucket or tax-deferred bucket. So how this works, it's capped at age 59 and a half as to when you can withdraw it without a 10% penalty. If you pull it out early, you do have to pay a 10% penalty and income tax. But other things other than the traditional IRA that fall into this are your 401k, 403b, your pension, any self-employment retirement accounts such as a SEP IRA, your simple IRA. All of those things fall into this bucket. As I said, you put money into it, no taxes, it grows tax deferred. But then when you do take money out of it, as long as age 59 and a half, no penalty, but you do pay income taxes on it. And that's 100% of your withdrawals.
Interesting. Now we know traditionally we hear a lot about 401ks and traditional IRAs. Can you explain briefly what a 403b is?
Sure. So that's something that's set up through nonprofits and government agencies. So oftentimes teachers will have this, but I see a lot of nonprofits who have it as well. Oh, hospitals too are a big one that have 403Bs.
Ah, okay. So we have a lot of people in the healthcare business who listen. So I know that this is particularly important to them.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about buckets that you can save money into. Talk about the after-tax bucket that is taxed every year.
Yep. So when you put money into this, it's your take-home pay, first of all, that you put into it, right? So this would be things like your checking, your savings account, stocks, bonds, investment, real estate, mutual funds. When you put money into this, it's already been income taxed. Now, every year, you'll receive a 1099, which you have to claim for interest, dividends, and income that these items generate. So you have to pay income taxes on any income that you get from these. And then you also, not only do you pay taxes on the ongoing income that you draw from this, but also you have to pay capital gains tax on the realized gains from the sale of an investment here. So let me give you an example. You were to purchase a stock for $100. It gave you dividends of $25 a year, which you have to claim on income taxes. And then when you sold it, let's say it's worth $200, so you have to pay capital gains tax on $100 because that's the growth that you've experienced in that stock when you sold it.
Well, there are some people I know who are new investors and they're hearing this and they go, my goodness, I can't get to this money and I'm being taxed on money that I don't have. How in the heck do I come out as a winner?
Well, I think it's wise to invest between the three buckets. The third bucket is the tax preferred, which I mentioned at the beginning of the program. But one thing to keep in mind with that tax, the taxable bucket, the after tax bucket, is that although it's invested in stocks or bonds or whatever you put that into, it is the most liquid. So although it's the most heavily taxed, it is the most liquid. You could sell it, sell a stock tomorrow, and then it's available in one day. So it's the most liquid of the three, although it is the most heavily taxed.
So you can take money out to for whatever reason, or do you have to have a specific reason, or are there limits?
No, you don't need a reason. You don't need a reason. I don't recommend putting money in this bucket first, because it's important to take advantage of the tax shelters that the government provides us, such as an IRA and a Roth IRA and your 401k through work. However, this after-tax bucket is the most flexible. So once you've taken advantage of those other two accounts, the after-tax bucket is a good place to save money.
You mentioned that it's great to diversify. So what is the formula for investing in each one of these different buckets that you just mentioned?
Yeah, so good question. And there's really no formula for anyone, because it's customized to each person's number one income and what assets they already have. The third bucket is that Roth IRA or the tax-free bucket. And the reason I say it's tax-free is because not only does the Roth IRA fall into here, there's specially designed life insurance, municipal bonds. So when you put money into these, you're not getting a write-off. So you're, how I like to say, is you're buying seed from the government, letting them water it, and then harvesting the crop 100% tax-free, because all the growth that you receive after you put the money into these is tax-free, no income taxes. But you don't get a write-off on that when you contribute to it. So being diversified is important. So a lot of times, Freddie, people will come to me and they'll have all their money in a 401k and they'll have no other assets for retirement, which is very typical. What I recommend typically for those people is let's try to build some tax-free assets for your retirement, because we don't know where the government could go with the taxes. We've got five tax brackets now, and the highest one is at 39%, just over 39%. But in the 80s, there were 10 tax brackets plus, and people were paying 70% in the highest tax bracket. So we can't predict the future. But we're in a pretty low tax environment, so I like to encourage having both pre-tax money in your 401k and then also some tax-free money in a Roth IRA or some type of specially designed life insurance, so that you can reap that money income tax-free.
There are a lot of people who just joined us, and I don't know why they joined so late, but I know that they're just joining. So can you just briefly tell us what those three buckets are one more time before we have to say goodbye?
Yes. So the first one is the pre-tax bucket or tax deferred. So this one grows tax deferred. When you do take it out for retirement, it will be income taxable, because when you put the money in, you didn't pay any taxes on it. So that's one. Number two is the taxable bucket. So what happens here is you put your money into it. It's already been income taxed. Then as it's growing, you pay income taxes on any dividends or interest or income that they generate. And then when you pull the money out, you pay capital gains tax on the gains. And then the third bucket is what I call tax preferred. So this is things like Roth IRA, specially designed life insurance, municipal bonds. When you put your money in, you have already paid the taxes. It grows tax deferred, but then when you withdraw the money, it's 100% income tax free. I know it's complicated. So when I like to actually draw this out for clients, so make sure you're strategizing. That's what I would tell listeners. Make sure you're strategizing with this so you don't find yourself with what I call a tax time bomb when you retire, and about a third or more of your retirement could go towards income taxes because it's all in your 401k.
Great information. That's Whitney Emanuel, Strategic Visionary, 612-296-6939, or online at strategic-visionaries.com. And this is New Beginnings.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Taking prescription medication should not be a scary task. The staff at St. Paul Corner Drug makes certain you know everything about your prescription medication before you leave the pharmacy. Knowing what to expect and when and how to take your prescriptions gives you the confidence to safely take your medication and maintain good health. Should additional questions arise, we are here to help sort things out. St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be, at stpaulcornerdrug.com.
I'm attorney Rachel Schroman of Schroman Law in St. Paul, and I am passionate about providing legal services in the areas of estate planning, probate, and elder law. My clients receive the attention and compassion they deserve, with their peace of mind being my top priority. Enjoy the comfort of knowing that you have planned for the worst so you can confidently continue living at your best. Visit SchromanLaw.com. That's SchromanLaw.com.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today, a 30% chance of rain with a high near 68, and tonight, a low around 54. Sunday, rain after 1 p.m. with a high of 63 and a low around 55. Monday, rain continues with a high of 69 and a low around 63.
AM 950 is brought to you by Eat Local Minnesota. Break away from the usual and find a list of one-of-a-kind local restaurants at eatlocalminnesota.com. From elegant to casual, exotic to comfort food, they've got everything and more. Find the full list of incredible nearby restaurants at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Freddie welcomes Kelly von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and our program now continues as we shift our focus, we change our thoughts to go into the space of West Metro Hypnosis. That's where we welcome to our studios Kelly von Heidekamp, the principal of West Metro Hypnosis, 952-222-3975. Kelly, good morning and welcome.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be here.
It's your pleasure to be here. However, you want to talk about failure.
Yes. I mean, what would back to school be if we didn't discuss failure, right?
Yes, yes.
So we're in Minnesota. We've gotten through Labor Day, which means the whole state has gone back to school. And I was recently working with a client. We were breaking down this idea of failure and how embedded this is into our culture. And we both really wanted to kind of go back in time and give a good talking to the people who defined failure in such a negative way, because it's really been detrimental to a lot of us. The desire to avoid failure, the desire to just not have anything to do with failure. And if you break down failure, there really isn't a lot to break down, because all failure is information. It gives us information. Mm-hmm. And information that we obviously didn't have before, otherwise we would have probably never failed. No one really sets out. I don't know people who consciously decide to fail at things. It's not usually a choice that we like to make. For example, chemistry. Lots of kids who don't like chemistry. If you get a really, really good grade in chemistry class, then at the end of that class, that has given you the information that the things that you did were very, very effective in helping you get that really good grade, right?
That's correct.
So why is that any different than getting an F? It's just that you got different information. You got the information showing you what you need to do differently next time. And the emotional attachment to the failure part oftentimes blindsides us and keeps us from looking at this information in a neutral way and asking ourselves the question, okay, this was a very powerful experience. It gave me a lot of information to know what not to do or to know what to do the next time this comes up. Maybe it's not chemistry class, maybe it's something else. But really allowing ourselves some grace to give up not only ourselves a break, but our kids a break as well. It doesn't mean they don't take responsibility for it. It doesn't mean it takes them off the hook, but it puts, I believe, people in a more neutral space to take a step back and say, okay, what did you learn from this experience? And that is the part that oftentimes is completely missed about this whole idea of failure. We miss the valuable information because we're feeling so bad about what we did, and we're so caught up in the emotional attachment of it that we lose a very, very valuable experience.
Interesting. There's a friend of mine who says he never sees failure as failure, but the information that he needs to improve and perfect his performance.
Perfect. That is the summary.
That is a summary, and that's Kelly Von Hanekamp, West Metro Hypnosis, 952-222-3975. And our program continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell, and with me right now is the Associate State Director of AARP Twin Cities, Jay Hapala. Jay, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mr. Bell. It's good to be with you.
Good to be with you. And today we want to talk about something, a topic that never grows old, especially when you're talking with AARP members and those who are concerned about scams. We're talking about the Fraud Watch Network and imposter scams. Just way of definition, Jay, what is an imposter's scam?
Well, like you said, imposter scams never grow old. I think that with the way technology works nowadays, it can be a positive thing for us to be able to reach people around the world and connect with family and friends wherever they are. But the scammers have access to this technology too, and it provides them with anonymity. So you don't necessarily know who you're dealing with, whether it's over the phone or over the internet. Some common imposter scams could be that someone online is pretending to be a friend of yours. So maybe in their social media profile, you think you're dealing with a friend, but really you're not. Or it could be a telephone call that looks and sounds like it's coming from the government or from your bank, when really it's a scammer who's just pretending to be someone they're not.
How do you advise people, and especially your members, to be vigilant when these types of situations are happening all the time?
Well, because the con artists are somewhat sophisticated and certainly determined, they're always going to come up with a new trick and a new story. So really, I try to help people focus on the money. So anyone who's asking for money over the internet, someone you haven't met in real life before and now they're asking for money, or say it's a friend of yours and they say they can't be reached except for through their social media profile, that's a huge red flag simply because they're asking for money. Or say over the phone, if someone is contacting you or contacting me and they want some personal information from me, like my social security number or my bank account, that's a lot different than if I chose to contact my own bank at the phone number that I have for them And then I provide them some information because that's a verified connection as opposed to someone who's calling me out of the blue, pretending to be from my bank and asking for my personal information.
Really interesting. Everyone, we're talking with Jay Hapala. He's the Associate State Director of the AARP Twin Cities. And we're talking about imposter scams, and the topic is Fraud Watch Network. So how can we mentioned being vigilant. What else can we do if we really understand or we suspect that there is a scammer on the other end of the phone or that we may have even been scammed?
Sure. Well, there's help available. So starting with local law enforcement is always a good answer. If someone's been victimized, if they've lost money, starting with local law enforcement is a good start. And then also AARP, it runs a nationwide call center and a website where people can get help and find more information. The phone number is 877-908-3360. So if someone wasn't sure where to go or they just wanted to find out if it was a scam, they could call us or even visit our website, which is easy. It's aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
All right. Give that telephone number one more time. I know folks weren't really expecting that, but that number one more time, if you don't mind, Jay.
Sure. 877-908-3360.
All right. And as Jay mentioned, if you believe you've been scammed, call the police, get law enforcement involved right away. Jay, I can't thank you enough for being with us, and we'll see you next time right here on New Beginnings.
Thanks a lot.
All right. And our program continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
As we continue on New Beginnings, the question is, how is your memory? Well, 1 in 4 Americans 50 and older are taking a supplement for brain health, and they are likely flushing dollars down the drain. That according to a new report by AARP's Global Council on Brain Health. The study says the Real Deal on Brain Health Supplements says that more than $3 billion was spent on memory supplements in 2016, a number that is expected to nearly double by the year 2023. Despite adults' widespread use of brain health supplements, there appears to be little reason for it, according to the study. It's a massive waste of money. I know a lot of you are taking those pills right now. You're wondering, what? The GCBH, an independent body of top scientists, doctors, and scholars, and policy experts brought together by AARP, reviewed the evidence of brain health supplement effectiveness to determine the best advice to give those who take those pills. The council found that the scientific evidence does not support the use of any supplement to prevent, slow, reverse, or even stop cognitive decline or dementia or other related neurological disease such as Alzheimer's. Not only could no evidence be found that brain health supplements worked, the council found that significant concerns about the misleading claims from companies selling them and about the safety and purity under which the supplements were manufactured. They also say that unfortunately, supplement ingredients are not generally reviewed for purity and content by government agencies before they're allowed to be sold. Some may even contain ingredients that could even harm consumers. The best course for those hoping to avoid premature memory loss, according to the report, is for consumers to save their money and adopt healthy lifestyle habits instead. maybe, just maybe, that from some of the money that you're saving by not buying mental health supplements, you can do other ways to save money. And here are some things that you can do. I've got the top 10 ways to save money from AARP in their 10th anniversary, Great Ways to Save. Number one is your health with a smile savings. Get dental work for a fraction of the cost from dentist-supervised students. Go to ada.org and click on dental schools. The federal government also offers help. Go to nidcr.nih.gov, then search Finding Dental Care. Number two, hearing aids can sell at a retail markup of up to 117%, but those prices can be flexible. In one survey, about half of the 14% of people who haggled got a better deal. Or buy online, it can save you over $1,000 per pair. Number three, and great ways to save, you can save big money on healthcare. Enroll in a flexible spending account at work and pay up to $2,700 of health or dependent care bills with pre-tax dollars. Number four, apply for free medication. Go to the Partners for Prescription Assistance, that's PPARX.org. Patients who qualify can save hundreds of dollars. We're giving you the top 10 ways that you can save money. If you're 65 plus, you may qualify for a volunteer ophthalmologist who can perform a comprehensive medical eye exam and provide a year of care with no out-of-pocket costs. Visit iCareAmerica.org. There's help for vet caretakers. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs offers a temporary break for caregivers by paying all or some of the costs of an in-home health aide for the veteran to attend an adult day center. Find details at caregiver.va.gov. You can also be a house sitter. The site TrustedHouseSitters.com matches travelers with people who need their pets and homes watched. Save on a hotel room and make a furry friend as well. Number nine, take a daycation. Intraday stays allow the use of a room and amenities, pool, restaurant, spa, sports center, for 8 hours or so. Discounts can be 75% less than an overnight stay. See hotelsbyday.com and between9and5.com. And number 10, discount train rides. Amtrak offers 10% off most fares for riders 62 and older. Via Rail Canada offers 10% off adult fares for travelers over 60 years old. You're listening to New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
At Vision Loss Resources, we understand. We know that vision loss leads to struggles with daily tasks and feelings of isolation that can be overwhelming. Through our expertise, range of resources, and supportive community, you or someone you care for can learn to adapt, connect, and thrive. We're Vision Loss Resources. Our number is 612-871-2222. Online, visionlossresources.org.
At Burger Mo's, Mondays no longer need to be a drag. Dine on the beautiful patio for Burger Monday Madness every Monday after 4 p.m., where you can order any burger and fries off menu for just $6. Not valid on Excel event evenings. Burger Mo's offers 20 fresh, never-frozen burger varieties, as well as delicious appetizers, soups, salads, and unburgers, dogs, paninis, shakes, and desserts. Located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul, with plenty of free parking, and online at burgermo's.com.
Legal issues, never fun, and they're certainly stressful. While it's tempting just to Google your legal situation, there is a better way. The Hennepin County Bar Association. Their referral counselors can answer many of your questions, like, do you even need an attorney? And if you do, what type? They can connect you to a network of over 200 thoroughly vetted, qualified attorneys practicing in over 50 areas of law. Call 612-752-6666 or search for Hennepin County Bar Association. The right call for the right lawyer.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You are listening to New Beginnings, and so glad you're with us this early Saturday morning. And with us right now, as we change our focus, so to speak, we're going now to Vision Loss Resources in Minneapolis, where we have the opportunity right now to talk with two fine people, Susan Anderson, who is the Associate Director of Programs for Vision Loss Resources, and also Mark Dahlberg, who is a Program Manager for the same company, doing business in our Twin Cities for quite some time. If you'd like to reach out to them, it is 612-871-2222. Susan and Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Freddie.
It's our pleasure. We want to talk about caregiving And I'm wondering if you can, first of all, as we start, can you share the percentage of seniors who actually have a vision impairment problem right now?
Sure. Well, according to the National Eye Institute, they report that 1 in 5 Americans between the ages of 65 and 74 will be living with an age-related eye disease. And then once we reach 75, that number increases to 1 in 3. And so then when we look at the demographic just in Minnesota, in the next 20 years, Minnesotans over 65 will nearly double, and older adults will end up making 1/5 of our state's population.
So that's a really big number when you think about that. And I'm wondering, how are people getting along when you have numbers that large who are having some type of vision loss issue?
With that big number, right, the likelihood that one of us could be one with a vision loss or working with someone with a vision loss is going to be more and more likely over time. And what's unfortunate is that people don't realize the resources that exist to help support them through that the vision loss piece. You know, and that's why we're here speaking with you today, hopefully getting that awareness out. And just by calling that number, you're able to get connected to resources, equipment, training, the emotional support needed to help adapt to vision loss.
So let's peel it back just a little bit. We're talking about the percentages and so forth and the number of people with vision loss. But I'm wondering, tell us a little bit about what Vision Loss Resources does in order to help people, to help the person who is actually the caregiver.
There's a bunch of different things that we do that help out the caregivers. When somebody is a caregiver to somebody who has vision loss, they can call us and we can talk to them about different respite options. So for instance, there are support groups available for that person to help them with the emotional aspects of the vision loss. There are trainings that can be done.
So it sounds like a lot of one-to-one services that can really help that individual and meet them exactly where they are.
Absolutely. I think that's really what makes us a unique service, is everything is client-driven. Everything is about the person with the vision loss and how we can help them maintain independence. And with working with caregivers, there's that fear of, you know, what do I do now for my parents? Should they move out of their house? Can they actually be safe living on their own? Mm-hmm. And we're able to sit down with both the caregiver and the client and really open up the door to seeing that there is a possibility for that to happen. And like Mark said, that emotional support piece, we have 30 to 35 support groups all around the metro area. And that really gives some peace of mind to the actual client experiencing vision loss, that they have a place to go to, a resource that they can use to have someone understand what it's like to be them. And that, in a sense, gives relief to the caregiver as well. They have some support, knowing that their loved one is being taken care of or feels heard in that way. And then Mark had mentioned, too, just the training that we offer. So going into the home and looking at how can we make this place a place where you can be independent. And so we look at each room. So say it's the person still wants to cook, but they can't read the recipes, or just something as simple as, I want to heat up my coffee. I live on my own and I have to spend 10 minutes looking for that 1 minute button on the microwave. What we can do is go in and help with that training. So it's looking at the microwave. How can we make that tactile? There's so many modern conveniences in our appliances, but they're not very convenient for the person that's visually impaired. So there's a lot of those flat screened devices. So with the microwave, we can put a tactile bump dot on the 1 minute button. And that way they're able, instead of relying on their vision, they can rely on just feeling where that bump dot is to heat up their coffee. So it's teaching the caregiver and the client about this creative thinking in which we can, you can still do what you used to do. It just might look a little bit differently.
Interesting.
And so we offer that one-on-one support, and then we can also do small group training as well. Again, it's whatever the client is most comfortable and the caregiver.
So as that caregiver, how might someone identify vision loss in their loved one?
So there's a few different ways. If you notice that your loved one is starting to have difficulty reading print, a lot of people will squint or they're tilting their head to try to read something. That might be a sign. If somebody is complaining that the light is too bright or maybe the light is too dim, that might be something. A big thing we hear about is people start to have difficulty recognizing faces, which can be a big deal. So somebody's walking down the hall and they pass them and they don't recognize who that is, something like that. Changes in their personal appearance. Sometimes you might notice that somebody has a stain on their clothing, and it's not because they maybe gave up caring about what they look like. They might not even realize that they have something that's on their shirt or on their blouse or something like that. A big thing I hear about a lot is people withdrawing from their leisure activities. So say somebody used to, you know, be able to play cards and they love to get together and play cards. But all of a sudden that person kind of stopped playing cards and people wonder, you know, what's going on. And it might just be that the person's having a hard time reading the faces of the cards, or they can't read the bingo card anymore, so they stop playing bingo, things like that. Or changes in table etiquette. That could be another sign. Or even somebody acting confused or disoriented can be a sign that their vision is getting worse, and so they're having trouble kind of maneuvering through their house or through places that they used to be familiar with, and it's becoming more difficult.
You mentioned a couple tips like the bump dots. Are there a couple of quick ones that you can add that might add to the list to help someone?
Well, what we find is really helpful if you start to think in contrast. So as our vision is decreasing, anytime we can increase the amount of contrast for someone can be really helpful. And so you can apply that in a variety of different ways. So say someone is pouring a cup of coffee, but they can't see when that coffee reaches the top because they've poured it into a dark mug. So an alternative is to pour it into a white colored cup. And that way you're able to see that contrast between the dark coffee and the white cup. Other things with changing the faceplate on a outlet, so it's a contrasting color to the paint. Just give someone enough of an area where they can focus and know, okay, that's right where I need to plug it in. Or even if you go, we were talking about how an indicator might be that someone is bumping into things, like bumping into door jams. So it might be that the contrast isn't high enough for them to see. So we've had people put in a light colored tape around thresholds of doors so that it's easier to see where the door frame is, or even just throwing a blanket on the side of someone's sofa so that when they're maneuvering through the living room, they're not constantly bumping their legs into the side of the couch or the side of the table. So again, just thinking in that contrast.
One of the big things we talk about as far as training goes is getting people decluttering and getting rid of things that they don't need. So in the bathroom, for instance, if there's a bunch of products there that are expired, but they have to look through all those products to try to find the one that they want. The big thing is just to declutter everything and then set up in every room, even like little catch-all boxes. So like, for instance, in the living room, if you have the remote control for the TV in that box, maybe a pair of reading glasses, a pen, a pad of paper, things that you reach for a lot. So if you keep those in those catch-all boxes, then when you go to look for them, it's not that hard to find them because you know they're in this specific area. And of course, that's easier said than done. It takes some doing to get into the habit of doing that. But those are some quick and easy tips.
A little practice. We're just about out of time. Tell us how to get in contact with Vision Loss Resources and whether or not there's a cost for your service.
Sure. It's really easy. All you need to do is call our number. So it's 612-871-2222. We do not need a doctor's referral. You can self-referral yourself or call for a loved one. There's no insurance necessary. And it's as simple as that. So once you just call us up and let us know that you're looking for more information or more support or more resources or just don't know where to begin, we'll set up an appointment to come meet you out right in the home and offer you an assessment and explain all of our services and resources that are available to you. Right. And then as far as cost, so we're Vision Loss Resources is a nonprofit. And so our services are low and no cost, thankfully, to the individual donations and grants that we receive. And for the services that we do have a fee attached to it, it's based on a sliding scale fee. And we partner with State Services for the Blind. So a lot of times, if there is a cost to the service, we're able to partner with them and get authorizations in which they're able to, so there isn't an out-of-pocket expense to the client that we're serving.
Great. Mark Dahlberg, Program Manager for Vision Loss Resources, and Susan Anderson, the Associate Director of Programs for the same company, 612-871-2222, and you're listening to New Beginnings. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.